online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The road in Folkestone is likely to stay closed for the rest of the day because of a huge fire at Morrison's. It's thought to have started in the supermarket's cafe on Cheriton Road just after 7:30 this morning and spread to 3/4 of the building, causing the roof to collapse. Around 50 firefighters have been tackling the flames. Kent Fire and Rescue Service Area Manager Chris Else has given us this update.
Crews have managed to get into the building and, using our drone and the thermal imaging capability that has, identified exactly where the fire is. That's enabled us to put firefighters into the building to fight the fire, and they're having making good progress and having a good effect on the fire.
British Red Cross volunteers are at the scene offering support to people who were evacuated and members of the public who've been affected. Megan Gibson's friend works in the store.
It's gutting if he's out of work.
Sure.
Yeah, it's gutting. All these poor people out of work now. It's an awful tragedy, isn't it?
A nearby leisure centre was also evacuated earlier as a precaution, but people have now been allowed back inside. Anyone in the area is still being told to keep windows and doors closed because of smoke. You can see video and pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
12 people, including a police officer, have been killed in a shooting at a bar in California. The gunman is also dead. It happened in the city of Thousand Oaks, less than 15 miles from Los Angeles. The Home Secretary's admitted police need more funding to tackle knife crime. Sajid Javid says it needs to be treated like a disease. More than 250 people have lost their lives in stabbings in the UK this year. The ambulance service that covers Kent has been told by inspectors it still requires improvement and will remain in special measures. That's a slight step up for CCAM, which was previously rated inadequate. A report by the Care Quality Commission has praised the attitude of staff, medicines management and maternity support, but says more progress needs to be made in services for patients who don't need an immediate response and making sure 999 calls are managed properly. The Trust has welcomed the findings and say they'll continue to make improvements.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Follow at KMFM News on Twitter to see video of four fishermen being rescued after their boat capsized in the Channel. A helicopter from Lydd was called to winch the group to safety in near gale force conditions yesterday afternoon. A group of veterans are continuing a walk through Kent to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. The former servicemen and women left Belgium yesterday and will arrive at the Cenotaph in London in time for Remembrance Sunday. They'll cover a total of 100 miles, and today's route takes them from Dover to Canterbury. Our reporter Ishmael Khwaja has joined them.
So we're on our way towards Patrick's Bourne Village, which is the main lunch stop for today, and we're ahead of schedule, and I'm pleased to say I'm joined by John Richardson and Duncan Ball, who both served in the Royal Air Force. They met 46 years ago. So, John, firstly, why did you get involved today?
My brother James Richardson is the CEO of Hague Housing, and he first raised it with me last October. And as soon as I heard that there was an opportunity to take part in this momentous event, I put my name down. It's a lifetime achievement to walk 100 miles in 4 days.
So, yeah, and Duncan, for yourself, what made you want to join the walk?
Well, as John said, his brother is the organiser. He contacted me and asked me if I'd like to take part. Initially, I thought 100 miles, ooh, it's a bit much. But within a very short space of time, I thought, no, it is something I would love to be a part of. And that the rest, as we say, is history. We're here.
And how have you found it so far? Is your day two and much brighter today compared to yesterday?
Yeah, it was horrendous yesterday morning in Belgium. It was bouncing down with rain. Today is much more pleasant for walking in. Actually, it's quite pleasurable. And we had a fantastic welcome so far in that little village. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
John, how have you found it so far?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Although it's quite hard, there's a lot of banter between the other walkers. We've been out of the service life for a long time now, but just to come back for this event and relive some of the old memories again is very enjoyable and takes away some of the pain of the walk.
And you can follow their progress at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and England batsman Keaton Jennings has hit his first century in 2 years in the first test against Sri Sri Lanka. His unbeaten 146 saw England declare in their second innings on 322 for 6. At close of play, Sri Lanka were 15 without loss, needing 462 for an unlikely win, and with two full days still to play. And in football, Ebbsfleet United have named their new manager less than a day after parting company with Daryl McMahon. Gary Hill is taking over at the club. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.